You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
Well, we're continuing this week on the journey of the heart, and I want to focus on the heart that is seeking love. Amen? Heart is the life of man, but love is the life of the heart. Can I say that again? Heart is the very thing, your heart is the thing that gives life to man. But the thing that gives life to the heart is love. When a child grows up knowing that they are loved, they feel secure. They have confidence. But unfortunately, we grow up or we're exposed to a world where there's not a lot of love. Even if you didn't grow up experiencing love, your heart is still looking for love. Then to the person next to you, say, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you so much that he sent, God the Father loves you so much that he sent Jesus to come and die for you. I want to just start by saying that in this world, there's two kinds of love. There's love from the soul and there's love from the heart. From the heart comes from the regenerated spirit of man. When man is born of love, God gives him the ability to love in a different way, but the world loves conditionally. If you're kind to me, I'm going to be kind to you. If you're friendly, I'm going to be friendly. If you love me, I'm going to love you. But the Jesus love is unconditional. Even when you've messed up, when you hated him, Romans 5 says, wanted nothing to do with him, he demonstrated his love by sending Jesus Christ. Amen. So when you are born again, you have the ability to release the God kind of love wherever you go. Can you see the need and how important it is to be born again? That's why Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. So we should not just love from our soul. Your soul is your will, your intellect, and your emotions, but we should love from our heart. Oftentimes, you know, when it comes to love, especially if you've been in the church for a long time, we can give all the right love answers. Do you know what I'm talking about? We can say and give the right answer. We can even believe that that is the right answer. But can you do it? And this is exactly what happened with a lawyer that approached Jesus. Let's go there. Luke 10 quickly. Are you there? Luke 10, verse 27. So a lawyer stood up and, let's read from verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it? Everybody wants eternal life. He says, tell me, how do you interpret it? So he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said to him, you've answered rightly. Do this and you live. And he realized, oh, I'm in trouble. And he said, okay, I've messed up. Let me get myself out of this. Let me justify myself. Just tell me who's my neighbor. Sometimes we can give the right answer. We can believe it's the right thing, but we cannot do it. Why? Because this man, as soon as he said, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, your will, your intellect, all your emotions, all your strength, and all your mind. Just think about that for 1 minute. Your whole heart, all of your spirit, all of your emotions, every thought, and all your strength. To do that is almost impossible. It is impossible unless you are born again with the help of the Holy Spirit. You can love God in that way. Turn to the person next to you, say, you must be born again. You can only truly love in this way if you are born again. So he knew the right answer. He believed that that was the answer. But he realized, I'm not doing it. Because you need the help of the Holy Spirit if you want to love correctly. So loving is not just heart. People just say, God knows my heart. No, when you're going to love God, it's not just your heart. It's with your soul, your will, your intellect, your emotions. Turn to the person next to you and say, emotions are important to God. Turn to the person on the other side, say, emotions are important to God. With all your strength. That means when you love somebody, when you love God, there must be strength in it. Amen? Can I have one? Amen. Let me get some of the young people that just fall in love recently. They'll come and show us all those things. Amen? So your heart is always going to lead the way when it comes to loving. Because love flows out of your heart. Emotions flow out of your heart. Hatred flows out of the heart. That's why the devil is after your heart, to get wrong emotions into your heart. But God wants his love in your heart. He's poured his love in your heart. So when it comes to emotions, when it comes to loving, you need God's help. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. If you want to experience unconditional love, if you want to be able to love unlovable people that hate you the whole time, you need the help of God. So for us as Christians, it's very important. Let me just pause there for 1 minute. Who of you know that you're a bit emotional? Just raise your hand nice and high, okay. Who of you know you're a bit over emotional? Okay. Shall we do the super sensitive test? No, let's not go there. Let me just say this. God wants our emotions to be usable. So God, if you're a very sensitive person, don't think that there's something wrong with you. God wants to use that sensitivity to help people. But you have to be careful that the enemy does not use that against you. Amen? So your emotions have to be usable. If I'm just angry, can God really use me? If I come here as an angry preacher, I want to tell you today is Mother's Day. I love your mothers. Is that emotion? So God wants to use your emotions. Your emotions must be usable. Turn to the person next to you and say, your emotions must be usable. So what are usable emotions? I'm so glad you asked me. Galatians 5 verse 22 tells us exactly what are usable emotions. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there's no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. So let me just give you some good advice, family. Thursday night, somebody asked, how can we be more in the Spirit? How can we be more kind and gentle? Number one, to manifest the love of Christ, the key is not to suppress the flesh. The key is to walk in the Spirit. Amen? The key is to walk in the Spirit so that these usable emotions can be released. What's the difference? Turn to the person next to you and ask them, say, what's the difference? Ntati Mofokeng, just come here quickly. Just come here quickly. When we are talking to people, we are not just saying words, but we are showing and releasing emotions and feelings. When I come and I say, "How are you? It's so good to see you," he can see that I'm gentle and I'm sincere. But if I come and I say, "Oh, good to see you again," you know, there's not. So people, when we say words, we should be able to release the emotions and the feelings, the love on the inside, so that people can experience it. This is the thing that confuses people so much today. Your emotions must be usable so that it can touch and change people's lives. If there's not emotions, people won't believe me. If I now come to him and I say, "Ntate Mofokeng, good morning. So good to see you." Can you see there's no emotions there? See, is this guy serious? Does he really want to know how I'm doing? But when you come and he can feel that sincerity, he can feel that love. A matter of fact, certain emotions and feelings, people can see that without us saying a word. My wife is sitting there. I can just look at her. And she knows I love her. Amen. Love you. Love you. Love you. You don't have to hear it, but she can feel it. Amen. What does that mean? It means I can be in an attitude of faith without saying a word. And I can be in an attitude of disbelief without saying a word. I can be kind without saying a word. Come here and see him and I can smile. He can greet. Or I can come here. So our feelings and our emotions, it's very important that we can release that which is in our heart, our feelings and our emotions. Some people have been hurt and disappointed that they keep everything on the inside. That even when you talk to them, you cannot see anything. Am I talking to the right people here this morning? Amen. Amen. Love you, Ntate Mofokeng. God bless you. Amen. It's humbling. He's a minister of the Word of God. To sit here and to minister to ministers, it's humbling. Amen. So I honor him. Amen. So this is the reason the Word has got the ability to cut in between soul and spirit. Why is that important? Because your soul is your will, your intellect, your emotions. It's what you are thinking. And your spirit is what God is putting in your heart. Because sometimes you find yourself and you think, is this now God talking to me or is this me? Am I thinking this now by myself or is this God? And this is where the Word of God comes. And it cuts in between your soul and your spirit to show you what is God and what is you. Amen? So the heart is designed to seek love. Amen? The heart is designed to live by faith. But your confession that you make, needs your heart's full agreement. This is why many people are so frustrated and angry, because what they are thinking, what they are meditating upon, and what they are saying is two different things. How does salvation work? Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So your confession needs your heart's full agreement. Amen? So as Christians, we have to be very sincere. That's why when we worship God, God says, "Worship me in spirit and in truth." And if it's not spirit, it's not truth. When you were worshiping today, how many emotions were involved? When you were singing, amen? So faith, when faith is released out of faith is released with our mouth, what we say, out of our hearts, that faith works through love. That's why it's so important that this heart must be saturated and filled with love. That emotions that is there, that we can show it and demonstrate it. If somebody speaks and there's no feelings, you'll not believe them. I remember I was in a church and there was one pastor, and then he would come and stand there and say, "I'm so excited. I'm so very, very, very excited." I'm thinking, what? No, you're not excited. I don't believe that you're excited. Amen? So if there's no emotion, if the person does not believe what they are saying, the people will not believe. Even if you are shouting at the top of your voice, it can be loud, but people will not believe. Can you see how important this love in a person's heart is? Turn to the person next to you, say, "I love you." And Jesus loves you even more. Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. This is a great grace that God has bestowed upon us. It says, "For the love of Christ controls us. Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died, and he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf." It says, when we are born of love, our nature starts to change because the love of God controls us. The love of God controls us. Today we celebrate Mother's Day. And nothing is more clearer to understand the love of a mother for her children, for her family, because that love controls her. If there's not enough food, she's the one that will sacrifice her food and not even complain, because the love that she has for her children compels her. If she has to help, if she has to heal, she's ready to do that. So the heart wants to be controlled by love. And the heart is looking, seeking for love. But it's important that the heart finds the right kind of love. Not conditional love in the world, but that we tell people in the world, you don't have to live under the control of conditional love. But this unconditional love, the love of Christ that's there for you. Can you see why the enemy wants to control your heart? Can you see why the enemy wants bitterness and unforgiveness and all these heavy things in your heart? Because then your heart cannot function the way it should. Your heart cannot release faith and believe for big things, because faith works through love. So, when a man speaks without feelings, nobody will believe him. If I say, "I love you, my wife," we don't believe you, because there's no, but I say, "I love you, my wife." Say, yes, we can see that. Amen. Know that. So there must be feelings. God loves emotions. Amen. Loves your emotions. So those that are over emotional, let the love of God control those emotions, and don't let the enemy take advantage of those emotions. If you're very sensitive, God wants to use that sensitivity to feel when other people are sensitive, because Jesus came to this earth as a man. He walked on this earth, he cried, he experienced every pain, every disappointment, every suffering that we can experience, so that we can identify with your pain and your hurt. Jesus can feel what you are feeling. That's why he's ready to always help you and support you, because he understands you. Turn to the person next to you and say, "God understands your feelings." Can I tell you something? You can feel, see, and hear when somebody is on fire for God. And you can see when somebody is moving away from the fire. And you can see when somebody is close to the fire. You can see when they're on fire for God. And you can see when they're growing colder. All that people have to do is just move closer. I was reading this week in Ezekiel 11. God gives us a promise. It says, "Then I will give them one heart." To have one heart, you need to be baptized into one spirit, into one body. Again, it's all about the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to be sharing about that next week a bit more. But then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and I will take the stony heart out. Turn to the person next to you and say, out with the stony heart. Turn to the person on the other side and say, out with the stony heart. In with the soft heart. That they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. What is he saying? He says, my people will be people, not with a hard heart, but my people are people with soft hearts. Christians are those with soft hearts. Can you see why emotions are so important to God? Because when your heart is hard, it's no emotions. When we communicate, we need emotions. When we talk to people, we want to see their emotions. God made us with emotions. Can I speak to this generation that's always typing and WhatsApping? And when you are typing a message, you cannot see or feel the emotions in what the person is saying. So let me give you some good advice. Never ever have serious, deep conversations by just typing. You're going to get yourself in trouble and you're going to get somebody upset. Because they cannot see or feel what you are saying. They can only read the words. And they have to decide, are you kind? Are you smiling? Are they saying, what do you mean? Or are they saying, what do you mean? They cannot see that, you know. And they might say, what do you mean? And you're reading, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean? This is war. And all the person is saying, what do you mean? So often what we say with a text cannot match our emotions. So you're either going to overread it or underread it. And that's how many good friendships, key destiny relationships have been destroyed just because of a text message. So rather than send a voice note or something, you know, be careful. Because if there's no emotions, people will decide what is the emotion. So love is often described as a fire. Often described as a fire. That same scripture, look here what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14, the Passion Translation says, for it is Christ's love that fuels our passion. Christ's love that fuels our passion. So when you're in love with Jesus, you love people. Amen? When you're in love with Jesus, you want to be in his presence. When you're in love with Jesus, you want to be with his people. The Amplified says, for the love of Christ controls and urges and impels us. A heart that is filled with the love of God is almost bound with the love of God. According to the original language, the word control or constrained or impels can be translated passed on from all sides, pressed on from all sides. Turn to the person, pressed on from all sides. That's almost like bandaged up, controlled, like that. Have you seen people that are just in love? I'm now in a situation right now where I've got two people like that around me the whole time, you know. And it's almost like love has bound them up. And they cannot run away from it. It's like it's like they're bound up with love. And that's exactly what God does in us and through us. He says it's the love of God that binds us up. It's the love of God that controls us. It's the love of God that compels us. Amen? It's a mother with her children. That love binds her up. Did you think, Mom, why? Am I talking to the right people here this morning? Now imagine God the Father His love towards us, the Bible says, His love for us compelled Him, was binding Him up to send Jesus Christ to this earth to die for you and me. And we should have that mind of Christ. Let the love of God compel us. Let the love of God be the thing to urge us, impels us, bind us up in everything that we do. Amen. Turn to the person next to you and say, I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. I'm going to close with this. I'm going to try and land with two scriptures by the grace of God. Amen. Seek the Holy Spirit with all your heart. Seek the Holy Spirit with all your heart, because when you seek the Holy Spirit, you'll be seeking the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Seek the Holy Spirit. Every day, let this be your prayer. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon me. Touch my heart. Fill my heart. Change my heart. Fill my heart with your love until it overflows to others. Can I tell you this? A heart seeking love and walking in love is completely different than a heart that is filled with bitterness and anger. The journey is completely different. God wants our hearts to be filled with His love. God promised us, He said He'll remove the stony heart and He'll give us that soft heart. Romans 5 says that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts. The love of God has been poured out in our hearts. So be sensitive and listen to what God is saying to you. Because God wants to use us as instruments of love. When He qualified Peter to go out into the world, He didn't ask him, how many days did you fast? How many times did you read through the Torah? He asked him a simple question. Do you love me? Do you love me more than all of these? That was the question. Love. Because when we're in love with Jesus, ministry flows out of a love with Christ Jesus. When we are filled with Christ's love, it will overflow to people. Amen. Love is the very thing that expels fear. When you know that God loves you, you know that He's protecting you. God loves us. He said to Abraham, I'll be your shield. I'll be your protection. I'm your reward. That's why he had that confidence. A heart that is full of love is a happy heart. A happy heart. I think Paul summarized it in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1. He said, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I've become a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and I know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith as to remove mountains but do not have love, I'm nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Family, let me just say this. Everything we do should be motivated by love. Should be motivated by love. Love is the essence of life, the very heartbeat of our existence. Heart is the life of man, but love is the life of the heart. Without love, our words are empty. Without that passion, nobody will believe us. Amen? Our actions are meaningless if there's not love in them. Our faith is barren because faith works through love. Love is what it's all about. We should go out and just love people more and more. You know, let me just say this about mothers. I have the special grace to have my mother here today and my mother in grace. So I'm double blessed. Amen. But mothers, you don't have to teach a mother to love. Mothers just love. Amen. And maybe if your mother is not here or you don't have your mother, there's a lot of mothers here that will love on you today. Amen. Let me see some mothers. Let me see your hands. You'll love on some people. Amen. Yes, give the Lord a hand for the mothers. We thank God for mothers. You don't have to tell them. They just love. And that's the Holy Spirit. Because God is love. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love. And in love is the kindness, is the gentleness, is the long-suffering. So go out in love. May God, on this Mother's Day, fill our hearts with His love until it overflows to others. May He fill your heart with His love until it expels all shades of fear. May He fill your heart with love that faith will rise up in your heart in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.